Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Stow.
We're going to have a little chat.
Just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu.
Just a little chat with this guy, Stuart McMillan. Good morning, Stu.
Hey, Scott Jago. Well, today we're talking about manners. Mind your manners.
Mind yours.
No, you mind yours. We kind of talked about this a little while ago as I was sitting there looking at the dishes in the dishwasher.
At work.
Here at Odyssey St. Louis. KMOX. You're looking at the dishes that are supposed to be clean. They were not. They were not clean. But somebody put a fork that had food on it in the bin where everybody, I mean.
We're not going to name any names because we don't know who did.
I have no idea.
But there was gunk on the fork.
So I just don't. It's kind of like shopping cart theory.
Wait, what's the shopping cart theory?
Shopping cart theory is that people that put away their carts, they're typically nice people. They're doing something for someone else.
Right.
Like going across.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of because at Walmart, I see it all the time where people just throw their carts on those little medians and they're just all stuck around there. And it's like 10 feet that way, you could have put it away.
Exactly. I guess I'm a nice guy then because I always,
we're nice guys.
I always put my shopping cart away.
Yes.
It's just common courtesy.
That's shopping cart theory. Shopping cart theory is common courtesy, be normal. Be a normal person. Be a normal human being.
And do you know why I know that I do this is because my mother raised me proper way to do things like that.
Yep.
A, put your shopping cart away. B, get the gunk off the fork before you put it back, or even in the dishwasher.
Yeah, I mean, but I've never gone as far to pull something out of the dishwasher. If you saw something with gunk on it pulling out of the dishwasher, wouldn't you say bells, sirens going off that says, hey, this is not clean. This needs to be clean.
Well, but I'm saying in my life, I have lived with people who they put the dishes in the dishwasher while they still have tons of gunk.
Oh.
And then it can't get all of it off, especially if it's like dried cereal.
Yeah. Oh, that's
stuff like that. Pasta sauce,
wing sauce. That's not coming off.
Exactly. Unless you got to at least
soak it.
Soak it and wipe it off. You don't have to clean it meticulously if you're going to put it in the dishwasher.
Right.
But you got to clean the gunk off.
Right. Exactly. Because it won't. Shopping cart theory. It's common sense, folks. And I don't know. It's just. But our parents raised us this way. Like we saw the gunk and we have to go cleaning it. Right away.
And then you put it in the dishwasher after it's mostly been cleaned. The dishwasher will finish things off. That's always the lesson I learned. And I also am learning that I've never said the word gunk more than in the last 4 minutes.
Gunk! Maybe you should have a gunk counter.
Yeah.
Ding! Gunk! I just said it one more time just to add another one. Gunk! Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry. I really am done. What about opening doors for people?
I always do it, holding them open.
If you see someone 10 feet away,
exactly,
it's 10 feet, right? About 10 feet?
Yeah.
If they're more than 10 feet, they're
if they're,
unless you really, really like this person.
I mean, if it's a, like, athletic dude,
I'm going to give
a little less. I mean, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
But if it's an elderly woman, I'm standing there until the door, until she gets into the door.
Exactly. Exactly.
Every time.
And if there's other doors, you're opening that one. And so, yeah, there's kind of a dance sometimes.
And most people are good about saying thank you.
Oh.
But I have noticed lately.
Are we full of ourselves for not being okay with this?
Because I don't think so. I mean, all I'm just, I actually just did a nod.
Okay. Yeah.
That says thank you is fine.
Right.
But to say nothing
or
is.
Just to keep walking without even, no eye contact or anything.
Yeah. Like I was waiting for you to come through the door. No. I did a nice thing for you.
Yeah.
Just say thanks.
Like,
and I always say thanks.
Sure.
Again, I'm going to.
But this
is
normal.
This is not bragging about me. This is bragging about my mom.
Yes. Yeah.
Specifically my mom, because.
Mine too.
That was her thing. You know, like she always raised me to do these things.
Yeah. Yeah. Opening doors for people, taking out the trash when it's what you're supposed to. Like you see the trash piling up and then it keeps getting piled up on top of it. You know, just take it out. And then you always like replace the bag immediately when you take out the trash. Are you like,
oh, no, I definitely do, because I can't stand the idea of, oh, and then like an hour later, somebody throws it in there and there's bag.
No bag in there.
One area where I think there are too many manners happening is driving at a 4-stop sign intersection.
Oh.
Please. When
can we
you,
do a whole
when,
segment
if,
on this? Yeah. We need to do a whole
if you
segment
get,
on
if
this
you
one.
Get, if you get to the intersection first.
I hate this one. Yes.
Do not wait for me to go. It is your
turn. It's your turn. Just go.
It drives me insane.
And they're sitting there
and they're
waving,
waving
you.
Waving you. No. Don't wave at me.
Stop
it's,
waving
it's
at
your
me.
Turn. Go.
I'm not waving back.
You are wasting my life.
So, but I will sit there. I will sit there until they go.
Good for you.
Because I do not go. I'm like, I'm not going. I'm not going to do it.
Okay, so that is our manner lesson for today.
Welcome to Chat with Stulak Mannerly.
That's good.